following is an interview with PFC James M. Best, like the best there is, B-E-S-T. Home address, 216 Park Avenue, Sandstone, S-A-N-D-S-T-O-N-E. That's all one word, Sandstone, Minnesota. This is Marine Staff Sergeant Bob Donner speaking from Quezon Combat Base, Vietnam. We have with us PFC James M. Best. He's with Delta Company, 1st Battalion, 9th Marines, and his hometown is Sandstone, Minnesota. Jim, how about telling us how long you've been here at Quezon?
Oh, we've been up here, I suppose, approximately 35 days, or right around in this area. I'm not sure, but it's been within this time, so supposedly 35 to 40 days we've been here.
Time really doesn't make too much difference in the field, though, does it?
No. You just sit back and time goes by. You don't really worry about it, and before you know, a month or 2 or 3 months are gone. There's no real problem. Time just disappears out here.
What's your job with Delta Company, Jim?
Well, I'm originally with H&S with 106 Platoon, and we're attached to Delta's company as a security measure on the lines in case of a heavy attack. Well, 106 is a small artillery piece, and it's manned by a four-man team.
I'll explain to our listeners right now the reason for this interview, and it's one that doesn't come about too often, but when it does, it's one of those freak things. I'll tell our listeners that on your head you're wearing a helmet, but let's see, there's six holes in it, and the smallest one is about as big as a dime. Just tell us how that got there.
Well, I was sitting in my bunker writing letters when a mortar, I'm not sure if it was a big mortar round or a rocket round, came in, and about 4 feet from where I was sitting, and the shrapnel flying through the air caught my helmet and sort of demolished it in a way. There isn't really too much left of it.
And you're wearing a flak jacket too that has a few rips and tears in it. How did that get there?
It happened at the same time, but the helmet wasn't on my head, but the flak jacket I was wearing. Even the flak jacket I thought it was a big waste and a lot of extra weight to carry around all the time, but after today, when the flak jacket stopped the shrapnel from actually hitting me anywhere, I'm just darn glad that I wore it, because in some places I think it saved my life.
Do you think you go so far as to wear it in the shower?
Well, if I knew that there was going to be incoming, I'd wear it in the shower. I'd wear it anywhere, as long as I know it'd keep me alive.
Did you get any other nicks or cuts on you?
I got a small scrape on my hand, but I'm not sure if that happened when I fell into the trench or what it was. No evidence, and there's nothing of value anyhow. It looks like a little shaving cut is about all it amounts to.
When you got hit, what did it feel like? Did it knock you back, or didn't you even know that it hit you in the flak jacket, or what?
Well, when we were hit, we couldn't hear anything coming in, a mortar round or anything. I didn't hear it until it had hit. And by the time it hit with the concussion and the blast, everything just sort of went black, and with the smoke and dust in the air, I couldn't see anything for probably 3 or 4 minutes. There was dirt all over, and when I got up, the corporal in charge of us asked how I felt. I said, yeah, I guess I'm okay. I haven't been hit, I don't think. And then he saw my flak jacket and wanted to see me, but between my flak jacket and utility jacket, nothing hit me. I guess I was real fortunate. I had God on my side, I know that time. I just hope he stays there.
How about this helmet? You gonna survey it and get a new one, or keep it as a keepsake, or what?
Well, I'm gonna survey the helmet for protection. Nice to bring something home from a war zone after you've been here.
How long have you been in the Marine Corps now, Jim?
I've been in the Marine Corps approximately 8 months now, about between 3 and 4 of them I've been over here in Vietnam.
Do you have any plans for the future other than going to some other place other than Quezon?
Well, for the future right now, I'll be in Vietnam until about December, and the way things are going, if I can keep my head down low enough and come out in December, I'd like to come back for maybe 6 months to a year because I think we're actually doing something worthwhile over here when you see the way the people have been treated by the NVA and the VA.
This interview, the interview you just heard, we had some technical difficulty with it, recorded in caisson, and the microphone apparently went out on the guy, and he didn't check the interview afterwards. But I'm going to leave it on in hopes that you can salvage enough of it to make yourself a good story.